Got Detective Eric Edson in with us from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
A little cold outside, but
yeah,
starting to flurry out there, which is nice.
Oh, is it? Oh, wonderful. Getting to be that time of year.
It is. Yeah, it is.
So what do you want to say, Eric, for those of you who might be a new listener, joins us usually a couple times a month, keeps us always on top of various scams and fraud that's impacting the area. And you've got one you want to talk about right off the bat here, a scam involving somebody getting a call at work from the quote-unquote sheriff's department. Tell us what this is all about, Eric.
So this is just another version of that social engineering, phishing kind of scam that we've talked about numerous times. But it really illustrates the importance of verifying who you're talking to before you give any money, and understanding that legitimate organizations will not ask you for payment in gift cards, cryptocurrency, anything like that. They're just not going to do that. So a person in our community got a phone call at work from someone purporting to be from the sheriff's department, and told her that she had missed jury duty and had a bunch of fines that she had to pay for contempt of court and all this other kind of stuff. So they directed her to go buy these money pack cards, which are like prepaid debit cards, actually go to the sheriff's department here in Sheboygan County, and then call a number that they had provided to her, and then read off the numbers on the back of the gift card so that they would obviously have access to the money, and then click the phone, hung up. My understanding is that on the caller ID, it did say the number for the sheriff's department, but it was a different number that the person had called. But it goes to illustrate that if law enforcement has a warrant for you, or you have warrants or some kind of fine or forfeiture that you're responsible for, we're not going to ask you to give us gift card numbers or prepaid debit card numbers or cryptocurrency, anything like that. And it just illustrates the point, too, that you can never trust what's on your caller ID.
Yep.
Whether it's caller ID, an email address, you always have to verify, especially if it's asking. This was around $1,000 that was transferred in this transaction. But anytime you're sending somebody money, you always have to verify that it is who you're talking to. And law enforcement, if you aren't comfortable that you're talking to someone in law enforcement, we're not going to be offended if you hang up and call the number that's advertised as the general number for that police department, sheriff's department, whatever. Always take a moment to take a deep breath. Think about some things. Could I have missed jury duty? I mean, usually if you take a few seconds just to kind of think about it, you realize, you know, this probably isn't legitimate. But people get caught up in the moment, the emotion of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're good people and they don't want to get arrested or go to jail. So they panic and they get sucked into these scams. And, you know, let's say this person, the scammer, calls 1,000 people. He just needs one person to fall for it. And it's a good day for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think, and we've emphasized this over and over, I guess we still need to, Eric, that if somebody asks you to pay on gift cards or something goofy, that should be a huge red flag.
Right. It's never legitimate. I mean, right. I would go so far as to say that unequivocally, that it's not going to be legitimate. No organization is going to ask you. And you talked about the utility scam.
Right.
You know, utilities are not going to use threatening tactics to try to get you to pay a bill. They're not going to threaten you or try to scare you. They're not going to demand immediate payment. If you don't pay right now or within an hour, we're going to shut off your utilities. Especially in the wintertime, there's moratoriums against that. They can't shut off your utilities. But again, they prey on people's emotions, especially if you are worried about, you know, caring for children or caring for elderly people and you can't afford to have your utilities shut down. That's what they're relying on. And again, if they get one person to do it, then it's a successful day for them. So we always just try to educate people. Just take a deep breath. When you get a call like this, just take a deep breath and think about it before you agree to go and pay somebody, especially when they're asking for some kind of third-party payment, whether it's a gift card or crypto or whatever it is.
Right. So. All right. You want to talk about the Sheboygan Police Department website, right, Eric?
Yes. So these two cases kind of illustrate, you know, a lot of these actors are overseas. They're not in our jurisdiction. And really, money, gift cards, things like that are untraceable. Once that money goes out, you give them the codes, you send a wire transfer. It's very difficult, if not impossible, for at least local law enforcement to follow up on that. So over the past couple months, we've developed a new process at the police department, not dramatically different than what we were doing, but to try to shift the focus from just taking reports from people to more prevention and education, and encouraging people to really advocate for themselves, because we don't want to give people false hope by saying we're going to take a police report and having them fill out a form and then a couple weeks later call them and saying, sorry, there's nothing we can do. We want to be upfront with people that if there's not a known suspect and it's under $1,000, there's really not much or if anything we can do. But there is are there things they can do? So we're providing education to people, and where all this is on our website. Our website is a great resource both for educational materials and prevention materials, as well as how to report fraud. So if you go to SheboyganPolice.com, across the top, there's a bunch of tabs. Under the community tab, about midway down, there's a fraud prevention resource section. Okay. We have all of the past radio spots with you and I, the audio, a summary of what it is. So if you miss something or you want to kind of scan that and see, kind of read up on things, we have links for other websites. There's just a lot of material there that I would encourage people to check out and visit. And really, if you're listening to this, you probably know what we're talking about. Maybe share it with somebody else. If you have an elderly relative, if you have someone who's maybe not as technologically savvy, share this information, have those conversations. We've got the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Sure.
Talk about these kind of things with your older parents or with someone who might not necessarily know all this information.
And you mentioned with Christmas coming up, this is also a time of year for scammers, right?
It is. You see a lot of variations of the different kinds of scams. The biggest thing is if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So when you get these emails advertising free this, free that, special discount pricing, always take a few minutes to scrutinize that. It's probably not legitimate,
right.
Especially people have been hearing about the supply issues and things like that. A lot of things that were on sale in the past probably won't be this year. So just take a few minutes to scrutinize that. Avoid clicking on any links that you get. Instead, go to websites directly. One of the big things to protect yourself is, and a lot of people might not know this, is when you're shopping online, use a credit card, not a debit card. Credit cards have protections under federal law that are different than debit cards,
sure,
as far as if they're used for fraudulent activity. So if you're going to do something online, use a credit card. Be wary of donation scams this time of year as well. People are going to try to get you to donate to causes, charities, things like that. Make sure that you know who you're donating to. Again, best policy is if you want to donate to a local charity or to a national charity, contact them directly through their website. Don't respond to an unsolicited email. Internet of Things, we've talked about that in the past. So those are your Amazon Alexas, smartwatches, all that kind of stuff. When you're buying that stuff, make sure that you are doing your research. I would ignore a lot of the reviews online. They're oftentimes paid for or fake reviews just to sell a product. Know what the data collection and privacy policies are of the companies that are providing you with those devices. What do they do with your information just to kind of protect your data? And then make sure that you purchase something that's a mainstream product so that you'll get firmware updates, things like that. So when vulnerabilities are discovered, that the manufacturer will update those products with software that'll keep you secure online. Understand when you connect those devices to your home internet, what are the risks of someone hacking into your Wi-Fi and getting information. So just do your homework those devices are really convenient and great devices, but there are some risks. Make sure you understand what they are.
All right. Good advice. Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Good to see you again.
You
Thanks
too, Kelly.
For coming in. We'll see you next month.